If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This afternoon, amidst the altitude, the Chicago Blackhawks look to knock off not just the best in the West, but the top team in the NHL. It's the Avalanche and the Blackhawks on 720 WGN. As Dickinson glides in to meet Drury, who just got tossed out of the opening draw. In his place, swings Colton, the puck's down, and we are underway. Blackhawks skate left to right for you here in the opening 20 as Crevier backpedals into his own zone. Teravainen gains the zone. Left wing, Bertuzzi, cross-ice pass. Oh. Bedard scores! A power play goal for the Hawks. Connor Bedard goes upstairs and gives Chicago a 1-0 lead. 2 seconds and one. Out of the box comes Moore, but the puck stays in the Hawks zone. McKinnon working the blue line against the green. They score! It's Cale Makar right as the power play comes to a close, and the Avalanche tie the game at one. The puck stays in the Chicago zone. Good seam pass, Taves. Malinsky straight away. Traffic in front. Rebound score. It's put home by Gavin Brindley right outside of Knight's crease. And Colorado has its first lead of the game with 12 and a half to go. Out in front, banked for Nazar. Then cleared up to the blue line. Here's McKinnon. Net empty. Makar to his right. He'll shoot and score. Cale Makar scores his second of the game and puts the Avalanche up 3-1 with a minute and a half to go. Mikheyev behind his net to Korchinski, ladling it up the boards. Dickinson a touch at the red line, and the Avs faithful comes up to its feet. Colorado wins 3-1. Hawks get a power play goal from Connor Bedard, but that is all. And the Avalanche protect Paul Arena and skate away with the win.